to respond to sort of the question you threw in the air about whether this was intended to be, you know, exclusively about or focused on Africa. It was just, I think that it was a little bit fortuitous, just because of the nature of the folks who had sort of raised their hand, expressed interest in having this visit happen, and have sort of gravitated to this. It may have been that we had built some momentum in that direction, so we ended up getting this sort of effect going on, which is I think all good, and I think that we can probably, you know, after this discussion or with this discussion, suggest that some of this might be transferable in some ways, but recognize that, you know, obviously the issues that are being faced in other areas of the world that could easily be grouped together shouldn't be grouped together. That is, that there are some real differences between the issues that we're talking about and the reasons for those issues and those in Central, you know, Central Europe or in the islands or whatever the case may be, for all sorts of historic reasons.
What is transferable is the partnership model.
And that's it, yeah. So I think we want to tease some of that out. And I do think that really the purpose of this, one of the reasons why I was excited about getting a group together on the second day after the presentations and so on, was to see where the ideas could potentially coalesce and where we could find opportunities to build on each other's work and focus that a bit. It may very well be. So I'm glad that you came up with you articulated the idea, because it was something that was sort of in the back, and I was saying it would be great if that type of thing did happen. Now, I do want to mention, just very briefly, I want to introduce Danny Jackson, who came in just a few minutes ago. And we had been talking a little bit at the beginning about, why don't you do a very quick introduction? We had been talking at the beginning about extension and land grant. And at this point, we're kind of getting to the end of the discussion. But if you'd like to introduce yourself and interject in ways that make sense, that'd be fine.
Since I don't know where the conversation has gone, it's kind of hard to interject anything that might make sense here.
And maybe you want to absorb.
I want to absorb a little bit. I am Danny Jackson. I'm Director of Cooperative Extension here at Penn State. I've got some experience working in three different institutions doing similar kinds of work. So Ken asked if I could come over. I had another meeting I couldn't get out of this morning, so I want to come over, and if I can add something, I'd be glad to. If you have questions of me about our cooperative extension program or some of those kind of things, I'd be glad to try to answer those as well.
Okay, great. So if you absorb some of this and we continue the dialogue and the way forward. I mean, what I want to do before we leave, and maybe we want to give, I don't know, maybe it's 15, 20 minutes, what I was planning on doing, and I think we may have already started the process, would be to actually sort of go around and say, if in fact one of the areas that we are interested in is how to use and share and take advantage of and contribute and benefit from educational content and information, I thought it might be helpful to go around and suggest how we as individuals and in our professional capacities could be contributing to that and how we could potentially see some of this going forward.
A question for Wayne, in terms of the content wiki that you're talking about, does that also have a discussion aspect to it where people could exchange just views and information as opposed to just content? Okay. Because I would think that would be a very important component as well. Not to just say, here's the content, here's what I've changed about the content, but to get into discussions about what made that appropriate.
Yeah. And I think also, this is Wiki Educator, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also Wayne's notion about educational content is incredibly broad. Just really broad. We've been talking a little bit about starting to do sort of text-based interviews with sort of e-learning or continuing really e-learning leaders internationally in places that don't get a whole lot of profile. And we were looking at that as very much as being educational content. So I think there's a lot of space there for I think it's very, what I'm suggesting is that I think it's very broad definition. I think it's very inclusive rather than exclusive and specific.
Yeah. I should add, I mean, as I say, we are an international agency. And these technology services that are provided free of charge. It is part of our mission across the 53 states of the Commonwealth to provide this kind of support. And it is an open community development model. As an agency, we don't in any way direct or figure out how this content emerges. It evolves from the community. And you'll see as the focal areas on the wiki are developing, it's in response to specific community needs in terms of how this is developing. So, yeah.
And is this something just for the Commonwealth, or can other people?
No, by its very nature, being an open, free content wiki, it's not limited to just Commonwealth.
So we can sign up.
Yeah.
We are the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, after all.
We're part of the Commonwealth, right?
We're English speaking, aren't we?
Yeah, fair enough. But I mean, I think an area which is always worth exploring is local donor funding from within the US around research projects, around this kind of development. And, you know, particularly if you're working with a number of Commonwealth countries, as an agency, we can assist you in endorsing these kinds of proposals, and which is good. Our only requirement is that it's free content. You know, because politically it's very, very powerful, because if you're coming to the table as a sharing partner, if you're talking about true collaboration, the best way to demonstrate that is through free content, because there's no hidden agenda there. Because I can contribute what is valuable to me, the other partner can contribute what is valuable to them, and both partners can take out of it whatever is meaningful to them. They're immediately taking all that politics off the table. And it's very real.
Well, I know that I think it was after we had a little bit of a discussion after the meeting yesterday and later in the afternoon, and I know that there was a lot of discussion going on, and I'm wondering if we have something going on here the same way. After the discussion, we walked out with a gentleman, one of our colleagues, who said, "Oh, it's brisk out," and he had said, "That's good after all. It feels good after all the hot air that's been blowing around," or something. Kelly actually related that story, and I'd have to point out that gentleman also contributed to the hot air. So I don't know if we've reached for today a natural point in which we've got enough to think about in regard to idea generation. I would like to take the opportunity, as I said, and if it's something that doesn't make sense right now for this group, that's fine. But it'd be interesting for me to hear anyway, and I think there might be some opportunities if we kind of at least voluntarily suggested what we might think about doing in our professional capacities, perhaps, to as sort of a next step. That is, if we don't want this discussion to end here, if we want it to be something that goes further, what do you think the next things we should be doing should be? Or do we just go off and do our own things and don't worry about, just say, this is a nice discussion. And in fact, I came back with a few ideas that I can incorporate into my own work.
I'll try one. I think Michael's point of looking at where the institution already has some energy and some initiative, in my mind, is a really good point, because we do tend to go out and start all over again, and to generate what Michael's created over a number of years, that just doesn't make sense. One question is, you know, as an organization, how does the World Campus contribute, participate, learn from the initiative that EMS has going on? Maybe it's that we have either a relationship, or we have a representative who participates, if that's open, in that project, to look for places where the World Campus can enter as a partner, as an enabler, or whatever we might be, in terms of either providing content or providing access to the content. I know David DiBiase is already interested. Ken was sharing earlier this morning. Is this okay to say this?
Oh, yeah. In fact, he was talking about it at the end of the meeting yesterday.
So David's already interested in looking at taking the course content from their GIS program and contributing that to a broader sort of free content model. So I think maybe the question for us as a group is, what are the best connection points between the World Campus and this consortium that you've created? In order that we can sort of support that. We don't generate content. we ourselves, as a World Campus, don't do that. But we do instructional design, we do other kinds of things behind the scenes that might be of benefit to a project like that.
In your economic model that you presented yesterday would be one, the red slice of the pie, as opposed to some of these, the beige slice of the pie.
Yeah.
What would be it over that?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I know that the program, this program that we are doing, actually started with Gary Miller. The provost assembled a number of people together to look at how we can begin to expand this program, this setup program, to the whole university, taking advantage of the opportunity. So we assembled a number of people, including Gary Miller, and that's why when Gary suggested that we should bring Wayne to actually talk to us, and of course Ken took it up and made it much, much wider. So I think the interest is already there at the administrative level, administration's level, and of course for us at this particular point in time, the first 2 years, we were trying to feel our way to know what we were doing, actually. But then we started expanding. Now the College of HHD, Health and Human Development, College of Medicine, Hardship, College of Agriculture, and College of Environmental Science are now participating in this.
But yesterday, not the College of Education?
Well, not education yet, but hopefully very soon too, you know, so we'll do that, you know. So I think I'm hoping that maybe we'll be able to do that today.
Keep in mind, it's only the first 2 years of a 100-year project.
And also keep in mind, first do no harm.
And also, education is always 50 years behind, so we have 48 years before.
It's amazing. One of my colleagues in Africa challenged us from the College of Education at the bar and said, but how can you be building capacity in Africa without involving the Faculty of Education? But anyway, yeah, I'm sure that we'll do that as well. So we're very open to that. And Dave DBSC has been also advocating for that direction. The World Campus, obviously, by the title of the World Campus, actually is supposed to enable the kind of thing we're trying to do here. We're going beyond Pennsylvania and going to the world, and that's the whole idea behind it. So I think you can play a critical role for us in being able to do this. There's no doubt in my mind. So. And of course, Janet, we have worked before. Sometimes in trying to do a particular program, that program by will now become part of this program. So thank you. I mean, that's really wonderful.